You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Morning, good morning, victorious people of God. This is the Miracle Blessing and Healing Broadcast with our Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood from Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, located at 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida, 32901. You're welcome to stop by.
Hallelujah.
Listen in, tune in, but listen here. Don't you dare miss your blessing today. The Bible said this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Briefly, I have some announcements. I'm telling you, the water is troubled in October. I have some brief announcements for you.
Hallelujah.
Listen, I want you to join me on tonight, Thursday night, hallelujah, well, at 8 p.m. at Miracle Deliverance. We're going to have Pastor Geraldine, a powerful woman of God. She's going to come forth and break forth the bread of life for us on tonight at 8 p.m. So come on out and join us while this woman of God come forth, Pastor Geraldine Haywood. And then join us on Friday night where we will have her husband, Minister Solomon Haywood. He will be coming on Friday night at 8 p.m. breaking forth the bread of life for us on Friday night at Miracle Deliverance. We want you to come on out because the water is troubled. And God is getting ready to bless and move in the lives and hearts of his people.
Hallelujah.
And then on Saturday, hallelujah, we will be going down to Swansboro, Georgia. And celebrate with Apostle Robert Scott at Bethlehem Temple Deliverance Ministry, 224 West Mooring in Swansboro, Georgia, 30401 at 7:30 p.m. We're going to be there in Georgia.
Meet us there.
We know a lot of people that's in Georgia. So come on out, Georgia. Florida is coming to Georgia to inundate your city. Come on, Swansboro. We're going to be in your city at 7:30. Meet us there at Apostle Robert Scott at Bethlehem Temple and Deliverance Ministries at 224 West Mooring Street in Swansboro, Georgia. And then on Sunday, we want you to meet us back at Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, where the little Florida tornado, we call him. Pastor Andre Smith. He'll be breaking forth the bread of life on Sunday.
God.
So we want you to join us at 11:30 a.m. where Pastor Andre will be breaking forth the bread of life. You don't want to miss these services.
Man.
And one more announcement. We got revival coming on next week. The 20th through the 21st. We have this powerful apostle, Curtis Watkins. From Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. He's going to be in the house. We want you to come from far
two
and
apostles.
Near. The generals are in the house.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Sir.
From the 20th through the 24th at 8 o'clock p.m., we want you to come on out. Apostle Curtis Watkins is coming in the house. And I'm telling you, whenever the two generals, when Apostle Curtis Watkins and my Apostle Elizabeth Hay will be in the house, miracles, signs, and wonders are going to take place. So you don't want to miss it. Apostle Curtis Watkins from Power of Faith Healing the Deliverance Temple from the 20th to the 24th
at 8 p.m.
Yes, you don't want to miss it. God is going to move. The water is troubled, you don't want to miss the troubling of the water. Join us. On to our Apostle Elizabeth Hayward. God bless you.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm excited about this week and next week.
Yes, sir.
And you need to get down there. Amen. Get in your cars. Amen. And ride. Come from every part of Florida. And those of you that in other states, come on too. Amen. I want to talk to you today. Amen. Glory to God. From Matthew, the 6th chapter. Amen. Glory to God, where God is talking to his people. Jesus is talking to his people.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. And it's time for you to have an ear to hear what hallelujah, what he is saying. Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. And I want you to know it's good to pray. It's good to give. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. But amen, let's do it God's way.
Yes.
Start reading for me at the first verse, if you will, St. Matthew 6th chapter and the first verse.
Take heed that you do not your alms before men.
Listen. Mm. Hallelujah. It's time for you to listen. Take heed. Amen. Problem with a lot of people is that they don't want to listen. They don't want to take heed. Ooh. Amen. Hallelujah. But you got to take heed. Amen. Praise the Lord. How you give your alms before men. Amen. Because many people, amen, are giving to other people. But, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, they're giving, amen, their gifts. They're giving their money. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. To, amen, for a different reason. Amen. Now, you better make sure you got the right reason why you're doing what you're doing. Amen. Because God sees you and he knows your heart. Yes. Read on for me, please.
To be seen of them.
Don't do it to be seen of them. Amen. Many of people doing things to be seen. Amen. It's not really from the bottom of their heart, but see who I am. See what I'm doing. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to have the right, amen, intention when you're doing something, not just to be seen. Read on.
Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven.
You got no reward. In other words, you have already gotten your reward once you have been seen. Amen. Ooh. Hallelujah. Yes. You have already gotten your reward. Amen. Glory to God. So do it the right way because you want God to reward you for what you've done. And if it comes from the heart, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you're not doing it to be seen. God's going to bless you. God is going to bless your life. Read on for me, please.
Therefore, when thou doest thine alms.
Therefore, when you do your alms.
Do not sound a trumpet before thee.
Do not make everybody know. Amen. Make it be seen to everybody sounding your trumpet. Look, this is me giving. Look, amen, I'm giving my gift to the poor. I'm giving to the needy. They need me. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because people need you and because they're needy, amen, glory to God, doesn't mean that you have to be, amen, showing off about it. You need to get your heart together and your mind together, amen, to let people know I want to be a blessing and I will be a blessing to anybody, amen, that is in need. Praise God, hallelujah. That has nothing to do, amen, about giving to God. God be first, amen, and yes, other people, amen, hallelujah, after God. See, me people getting it mixed up. They feel like, amen, hallelujah, if I'm giving to the poor, if I'm giving to the needy, amen, hallelujah, I'm all right. I don't have to give to my church. I don't have to give to my ministry. Jesus said, amen, the poor you have always. There will always be poor people. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it's good to give and it's good to help them. Amen. Praise the Lord. But don't do it just to be seen. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Read on for me, please.
As the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus called them hypocrites.
Ooh.
Amen. They do it in the church and they do it in the street. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They're a bunch of hypocrites. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because they're not doing it for the right reason. They're not doing it the right way. But it's time for you to do it the right way. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Give it to the poor.
Yes.
Give it to those that are in need. Amen. Hallelujah. But don't think you're above yourself that you are so great because you're giving it. Amen. Hallelujah. They just need me. You feel like, amen, somebody needs you. Amen. Hallelujah. But God can supply the needs of anybody, yes, without you.
That's it.
Read on for me, please.
That they may have glory of men.
They may have glory of men. You want men, amen, to glorify you. Look what he's doing. Look what she's doing. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't need men to glorify me. That's amen. It. I want God, amen, to
hallelujah,
bless me. I want God to be grateful about it. I want God to know and see it. Read on for me, please.
Verily I say unto
you.
They have their reward.
They have their reward. You have already been rewarded because you've seen. You've already been rewarded because they're talking about,
that's
amen,
right,
you giving to them. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Where do you want your reward to come from? I want it to come from God. I want God to know and God to see. Read on for me, please.
But when thou doest alms,
when you give to the poor,
let not thy left hand know.
Don't let your left hand know
what thy right hand doeth.
What your right hand doing. Amen. Everybody ain't supposed to know all about what you're doing. And that's what happening. Everybody know what you're doing because you're making a scene out of it. Amen. Hallelujah. You better get yourself together. You better get your mind right. Amen. You better learn to do things God's way. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That has nothing to do with your tithes. That has nothing to do, amen, with what you need to give to your church. That's amen. Right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's separate. Hallelujah. That's right. God wants you to do extra. God right. wants you to do what you need to do for his will and for his purpose. Read on for me, please.
That thy arms may be in secret.
Arms may be in secret.
And thy father
and your father will see it in secret.
Himself shall reward him thee openly.
Shall reward you openly. You Hallelujah. Need an open miracle. You need an open blessing. You need something that God will give you. Glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why did he do it? Because you giving it in secret. And when you give it in secret, God will reward you openly. I got lots of folk, amen, giving me, amen, things secretly. Yes. Why? Because, amen, other folk know about it. They get mad. Yes. They talk about it. They're angry about it.
Yes.
Amen, hallelujah, saying you shouldn't do it. Amen, hallelujah. You should always be glad to bless a man or a woman of God.
Amen,
amen, hallelujah. That's how you get rewarded. That's how God opened doors for you. Amen. Amen, hallelujah. When you do it, amen, hallelujah, secretly. Amen, even, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. If you, amen, glory to God, know, amen, hallelujah, what people think. Amen, but a lot of time you can't concentrate on what people think. You got to concentrate on what God is telling you to do.
Right.
You got to listen to God. You got to pay attention to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's when you get your blessing. Read on for me, please.
And when thou prayest.
Now when you pray. People are praying all over. Amen. When you pray. Read on.
Thou shalt not pray as the hypocrites are.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, another kind of hypocrite. Yes. Amen. You a hypocrite about your money. Now Ooh. You're a hypocrite about your prayer. Amen. Don't pray like the hypocrites. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tell me how they pray. Read on for me.
Thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are.
Uh-huh.
For they love to pray standing in the
synagogue.
They
love praying standing in the synagogue.
And in the corners of the street.
And in the corners of the street.
That they may be seen of men.
Oh, wait a minute now. They want to be seen too. Ooh. Amen. Hallelujah. Praying in the synagogue standing. Amen. Hallelujah. On the corner of the street. Praying. Hallelujah. So that they can be seen of men. Hallelujah. God don't like it when you're doing things to be seen of yeah. men. Praise God. So, amen, men can give you the glory. Yeah. So men can talk about you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why it's good sometimes to not let folks know all that you're doing when you're giving. That's why it's
That's
good
right.
sometimes to not let folks know, amen, what you're praying about all yeah. the time. Hannah was in the temple praying, mm-hmm. amen, praying to God for her miracle, praying to God that she'd have a child. She wasn't there trying to tell everybody yes. all about it. She was praying secret. Ooh. How many secret prayer warriors Ooh, are hallelujah. There? Not hypocrites, amen, Ooh. Looking to be seen, amen, wanting to make, amen, big noise about what you're doing and how you're doing it and doing it for the sake of men to see it. Read on for me, please.
Verily I say unto
Verily
you.
Verily I say unto
they
you.
They have their reward.
They have their reward. You got your reward. Amen. When you do things. Oh. Amen. Hallelujah. To be seen of men. You got your reward. Men saw it and they're talking about it. Oh. Amen. Hallelujah. But what does God say? God said, I canceled that. I'm not thinking about it. I cancel out, amen, giving them the praise and the glory. I cancel out blessing Ooh. Them for it. because, amen, they did it to be seen of men. Read on for me, please.
But thou, when thou prayest,
thou, when you pray,
enter into thy closet.
Get in your closet.
And when thou hast shut thy door,
when you shut your door,
pray to thy Father which is in secret.
Pray, but you see what happened. Amen. Praise the Lord. He needs some secret prayer warriors that's crying out to God, that's talking to God about your need. Get in your closet and shut that door. Oh. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory God. And pray in secret. Oh. Hallelujah. That's why we're getting so many open results, because people are praying in secret. Hallelujah. Telling God what they want, amen, him to do in secret. Giving God their request. Amen. And praising God in secret. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what he needs. Some secret prayer warriors. Amen. Hallelujah. Getting in there, shutting the door. Amen. Hallelujah. And talking to God. Read on for me, please.
And thy Father which seeth in secret.
The Father which seeth in secret.
Shall reward thee openly.
Shall reward you openly. I need an open blessing. Oh, you need an open blessing.
Oh,
and God's going to do it. Because you crying out in secret, God's going to reward you openly.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. So give, amen. Hallelujah. Your prayers to God. Call on him when you're in trouble. Seek the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. You need to pray. You need to call on God.
Yes.
You need to talk to God. Amen. Hallelujah. You need to talk to him in secret. Amen. Get in your secret closet and talk to God. Get in your secret closet and call on God. And he will reward you open. You need an open blessing.
Yes.
You need God to bring deliverance to your life,
yes,
your home, your family, your children, your finances. God will do it. Read on for me, please.
But when you pray, use not vain repetition.
Don't you use vain repetition.
As the heathen do.
As the heathen do.
For they think that they shall be heard.
They think they shall be heard.
For they're much speaking.
Oh, you got all kind of stuff you saying. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you pray so perfectly. And because you pray so good. Amen. Hallelujah. I was in churches. Amen. Organization where they know how to pray. And they prayed so good.
Yes.
But they was repeating the same thing over and over. It sounded so good. And many times I could repeat the prayers they prayed. It sounds so good.
Yes.
And it sounds so wonderful. Amen. But it wasn't meeting the needs.
Oh.
Amen. People have needs. Amen. Hallelujah. And you need to know how to pray so God can bless you. Read on for me, please.
Be not ye therefore like unto them.
But don't be like them.
For your Father knoweth what things you have need of.
Your Father know what you need of.
Before ye ask of him.
Ah, he know what you have. Hallelujah. Need of before you ask him. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So just ask him. Ask and it shall be given.
Hallelujah.
Seek and you would find. Knock and the door will be open unto you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You need to know how to pray. You need to know how to get to God. You need to know how to get in connection with God. Amen. Hallelujah. And let God have his way. How did he say pray? Read on.
After this manner,
therefore pray ye.
Our Father.
Our Father.
Which art in heaven.
See, now that's what you got to do. You got to recognize him as your Father.
Yes.
You got to recognize him as the one that can give you anything,
yes,
that can open any kind of door. And you say, our Father, which art in heaven.
Yes.
Recognize, amen, where he is,
yes,
and how he can bring miracles to you. Read on.
Hallowed be thy name.
Hallowed be thy name. Hallelujah. Give him praises to his name. Honor his name. Reverence his name. Hallowed be thy name. Glory to God. Honor him. Amen. Because he's your Father, and your Father can give you anything. Amen. Hallelujah. He's the Father of your life, and he will. He's not like these kind of fathers they got today. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't want to give you nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to put them on child support to get anything from them. Amen. Hallelujah. But he's ready to give you whatever you need and whatever you want. So you say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Read on for me, please.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom come. Tell him about his kingdom, because his kingdom has come. Amen. And we are a part of his kingdom. Thy kingdom come. Read on for me, please.
Thy will be done
Thy
on earth.
Thy will be done on earth.
As it is in heaven.
Just like you're getting things done, hallelujah, in heaven, is going to be done on earth. God wants to bless you. God wants to bless your life. He wants to turn things around for you into your favor. Read on for me.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Tell him, God, give me my what I need every day. You ever need you. Amen. You need God to bless you. You need God to feed you. Amen. You don't want to be poor. You don't want to be hungry. Yes. So God, give me this day. Amen. Give me my daily bread. Amen. You need the finances. You need God to bless you. You need God to bless your life. Read on for me, please.
And forgive us our debts.
Forgive us our debts.
As we forgive our debts.
As we forgive our debts. What we went through, you forgive us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And amen, hallelujah, forgive us our debtors. Amen, hallelujah, glory to God. We have done some wrong things. We have done some things to people, but amen, forgive us and forgive them. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. Jesus prayed that prayer also. Yes. Amen, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. You got to have a heart and a mind to forgive folks. Amen, glory to God, that a lot of people don't want to forgive. Amen. Other people trying to keep it in their heart. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Always want to be talking about it. Forgive. Yes. That's what we need to do. Lord. Devil wants you to keep it in your heart.
Right.
And amen. Hallelujah. Keep remembering about it. Amen. I say I forget, but I got a mind to remember. Amen. Hallelujah. Cast it out of your heart. Right. You're a kingdom child. Hallelujah. You're part of the kingdom. Get it out of your heart and forgive. Read on.
And lead us not into temptation.
Don't lead us into temptation.
But deliver us from evil.
Deliver us from evil. We don't want to go into temptation. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Yeah, the devil gonna tempt you, but don't you go into it. Amen. Hallelujah. Be delivered out of it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And deliver us from all evil. Read on.
For thine is the kingdom.
You own the kingdom.
The power.
You own the power.
And the glory.
And the glory.
Forever.
Forever.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Ah, that's how Jesus wants you to pray. You need to be praying these prayers. You need to be seeking God. You need to be listening to God and doing what he said. Yes. Because when you do it, God will bring you out.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God, get ready to give many of you speedy blessings. Ready to give you speedy deliverance. Yeah. But you got to hear God. You got to seek God. You got to turn to God. Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, come to the water. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. You hungry and thirsty, come to the water.
Yes.
He that have no money, come ye, buy milk. Hallelujah. Wine and milk. Without money or without price, Jesus giving it to you. He said, whosoever will, let him come. And it's time for you to come to get your miracle. It's time for you to come to him. Don't let the devil fool you.
Yes.
When you stay out there in the world and you stay out there in sin.
Yes.
But serve God. It's time to serve God. It's time to call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways. Get rid of your ways. Amen. Hallelujah. And seek the way of God. God wants to bless you. He want to deliver you. He want to bring you out. Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. But the wages of sin is death. The pay for sin is death. Hallelujah. So you might as well do it God's way. Amen. I'm telling you, the death angel is getting ready to roam like never before. So you better get yourself together.
Jesus.
You better get your house in order. You better turn to God. You better start praying and seeking God and turn to him with all your heart and with all your might and with all your mind. He's giving you a chance. He's giving you a chance to come. Whosoever will, let him come. Amen. Come now. Come unto me, he said. All ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. You that are not saved today, Jesus love you. He want to come into your heart. He want to come into your mind and your soul. All you got to do is say, Father, forgive me of my sins. Blot out my transgression. Make me whole. I believe that you're the Son of God. Hallelujah. And you can save me from my sin. I want to be free. I want to be redeemed. I want to be delivered. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Set me free now. Say, Satan, I denounce you. You no longer have part in my life. I'll turn my life over to Jesus and start praising God. Start thanking him. You have been redeemed. He has forgiven you. He has blot out your transgression. Amen. Begin to thank him. Begin to give him glory. And then find your church. Amen. Hallelujah. Where you can serve God. And if you're close to us, come on, be a part of miracle deliverance and let God bring deliverance to you and learn. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You that are having problems, you that are sick in your body, hallelujah, you that are depressed and downhearted, God can deliver you. Father, deliver them now. Heal that sick person. Let them know they're already healed. By your stripes, they're already healed. Let them claim it. Let them walk in faith and let them bless God and let them turn to God and be saved. Those that have a financial problem, bring them out. In the name of Jesus, we decree it now. Now you follow God's system of giving, and he's going to bless you, and he's going to give you out. God, hallelujah, bring you out. God has been dealing with me because there are so many mental young people. Yes. Praise God, hallelujah, that need God. I want to help you. I want to help you. I want God to bless you. You don't have to destroy your life. Hallelujah, glory to God. There is help for you. Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because, amen, time you do anything and do stupid stuff, they're ready to lock you up and put you in jail. Amen. Hallelujah. God wants to help you. Yes. Praise God. Come on, the miracle deliverance. Oh. Let me pray for you. Let me talk to you. Let me counsel you. God can help you. I know you feel like your parents don't love you. You feel like nobody care about you. Yeah. All they want to do is give you a tablet, amen, or a phone and let you stay on it. Amen. Hallelujah. And let you have a part of it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you're listening to all of that YouTube mess. You're listening to all of that Facebook mess. Mm-hmm. And you're getting mental. You're having mental problems about it. Amen. You're bullied by your, hallelujah, people at the school and different people in your neighborhood, in your area. I want to pray for you. I want to help you. Come on and get counsel. Yes. There is hope. There is help.
Yes.
Hallelujah for our young people. And God can deliver you. He can bring you out. Amen. Hallelujah. Meet me at Miracle Deliverance today. God has a miracle for you.
Amen. What a powerful word on today. What a powerful word
yes,
on today.
Lord. Thank
we
you,
want
Jesus.
You to join us on Thursday night. What
yes,
a powerful
Lord.
Woman of God, Pastor Jerlene,
yes,
will be ministering
yes.
the word of God at 8 p.m.
Yes.
Meet us again on Friday night.
Well,
powerful
Jesus.
Man of God, Minister Solomon
yes.
Hayward, will be ministering the word at 8 p.m.
Amen.
We'll be in Swansboro, Georgia,
yes.
with Apostle Robert Scott
yes,
at Bethlehem Temple and the Deliverance Ministry.
Yes.
224 West Mooring Street
you.
In Swansboro, Georgia at 7:30. Meet us there.
Yes.
And Sunday morning, meet us at 11:30 at Miracle Deliverance where the Little Florida Tornado, Pastor Andre Smith, will
yes,
be there
sir.
Breaking forth the bread of life at 11:30. And don't you dare forget, we're going
to
have the generals in the house. Apostle, Apostle Curtis Watkins and our Apostle, hallelujah. But Curtis Watkins will be the host apostle that be
yes.
doing the revival from the 20th through the 21st at 24th at 8 p.m. He's
yes.
from Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple. You don't want to miss that revival. I'm telling you, God is going to move by his power and
yes.
by his spirit.
Yes.
Come on, bring those
Come
young
on.
People on now.
Come
because
on now.
God is moving by his power
yes,
and
sir.
By his spirit. And
oh,
you don't
yeah.
want to miss it. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the water is troubled.
Yes,
Come
sir.
On, let's step
Come
in the
on.
Water and get the deliverance that we need in this hour because
Thank
God
you,
is
Jesus.
Ready to bless his people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's time to pray like never before. And if you want to be a blessing unto our Apostle, her cash app is $PastorLizzy. That's PastorLizzy. If you want to give unto this word on today.
Yes,
and I guarantee
Lord.
You, if you bless this woman of God, God is going to bless
Hallelujah.
You. I know you done gave to a lot of people, but I'm
yes,
telling you, if you
yes.
give unto this woman of God, God is going to give back to you. And you can also give unto Hazel. That's 321-917-4202. Hey, you can't beat God's giving. If you give, God is going to give it back to you. God bless you and we love you. Thank you.
Know that God is with me, so I keep it on the side.
listen.